You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5. This is When We Make Music. We're going to get right into the jams today. So, enjoy. Yo.
I need the right one with a bright imagination. Someone to talk to. Somebody patient. I want a cold piece. I want a love sensation. I want the mind first. I make the body wait for it.
Wait for it.
Could be the right one. With a little dedication. Gotta make the follow through. Gotta make the chase it. Oh, I want a stone groove. I want a love sensation. Someone to hold to. Someone to play with, 'cause lately my whole being just wants what it needs, and I don't mind. I need it. I want the right one. Car keys in a cake dish. Gotta take the
pipe work.
I mean amazing. You and my last name.
Sit.
Wanna have my babies.
Sit.
I'll take you all places. I want the world stage. A certified classic. Big planes. Light baggage.
Work.
I got a long reach.
Work.
You got that good conversation.
Work.
You're such a cold piece. I want it taken, 'cause lately
thank you. and fight. Sick of arguing it all the light. Tell it true, you got me thinking twice. Thought I got it right. Really tripping, babe. You weren't the one I wanted anyway. I only pursued you for the booty, babe. Now you glued to me.
Stuck up in a sticky situation. A really iffy situation. Can't you tell? Can't remember you're losing your favor. But sugar, honey, I ain't got the patience. Stuck up in a sticky situation.
Till I'm beat it, you got the best of me. And if I let you get the rest of me, there was left of me. You should know we cast a vote. And all of the homies said you gotta go. All of the rest is out of my control. Don't get too comfortable.
Stuck up in a sticky situation. A really iffy situation. Can't you tell? Can't remember you're losing your favor. But sugar, honey, I ain't got the patience. Stuck up in a sticky situation. A really iffy situation.
Leave me alone, got a wedding, you know. I'd say at the moment, probably Quetranada. I think he's awesome. He's on that exact sort of thing that we like, you know, the musicality meeting the beat, you know, from the chords and the bass lines and the rhythms, the, you know, it's, I mean, you probably agree, you know, he's
shout to Quetranada
big time. That whole Montreal scene.
Bizzle. Boop. She said that she was gonna think about it. She got a text from the ex by how she was so extra, extra read about it. She had to read it out loud. He was like, I see you with the flame-o. Come and get your issue with the bang, bro. Well, we bang holes in the gray when the bang go. Try to bring forward, and I'ma tell you how the day go. Boop. We ain't talking that, leaving and walking back. What kind of dude you think I'm heels? We got smoke, we can light up the dunk just like a bucket of electric eels. Pull up your panties, I pull up in the phantom. Hasn't anybody told you crack kills? Well, girl, you're killing me, I need your energy. You're giving me something I can feel, I feel in the right light. You looking like a girl I used to date, but now you in the white light. Ooh, if you with it, then I'm with it. We can do it for the zeitgeist. Girlfriend, girlfriend, turn in for the night, right? Or your night light. Good night, babe.
Let me cut on me. Ice cream, chocolate, go Dave.
Bing, how the spotlight beam on your green like you better go.
Chain, how that money sheen ran when your feet be payment to the gold.
Still roll with Cuzzo and Fool-Aid. Stay on the juju like Kool-Aid. Can't shoot me down, bitch, I'm Luke Cage. On the provolone, since a baby boy. I feel like Joe did Joe high handlebar. She a rainforest under the dress.
Stay off brown like some packet bars. With the nappy bars, this shit natural for shit like cash.
Been raw, it's genetic, it's my dinner. Watching you wind up on you, trying to fit up a venom. With you acting innocent, bet you interested. Stretch it like a limo. The memo never switch to slow the tempo. Zero gang with me, and be where I go. I'm cool on all the friendly shit. It's just business straight across 12:30 o'clock.
Ooh. 1,000 miles an hour on a spaceship, maybe we can go spur.
I ain't never been a Jupiter, but I go with you, baby.
Got that magnetic love I can pull out of your Milky Way.
And it be like an empanada, breaded up like an empanada. She shakes me, no, I love you, nada. Girl, they nada. You giving me Erica vibes, but I do wanna tell you, Shanta. You make the shimba feel like summer, summer, summer.
Okay. Oops. So we had, first off, Miss Ray Anderson Pack, then Sticky Situation by Quinn featuring Sid, and Leave Me Alone by Quetranada, and finished it off with the T-Pain remix of Anita by Smino, which is a great remix. So I'm just going to keep the tunes rolling. We've got some guests and we're enjoying the just vibes of the studio with the music playing. So I've got a energetic song, to say the least, next. So it's gonna be a change up.
Beautiful.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, we're in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt.
Okay, now we had, hey Spence, what mic you at?
Two.
1, 2, check, 1, 2, 2,
what
2, 1, check.
I don't know.
I'll turn them all. I'll just turn them all on.
Okay.
Okay, we had a fun set for you there. Spanned a lot of vibes. A.G. Cook, beautiful. Django, Django, Hail Bop. That's not very clear. Beautiful by A.G. Cook.
Mm-hmm.
That was that like bubblegum poppy, like I don't know if you
were, I don't think I was here, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I'll listen to it
in the archives.
In post.
Perfect. Hail Bop by Django Django. And then a classic Journey tune, Lights. And then Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles. How you doing, Spence?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Excited to take a little road trip tomorrow.
Yes, we're road tripping to the Poconos.
You heard it here. Yeah. Yeah. They don't have much to report back on the day. I don't know what I did. That's I don't know what I did. I made a killer dinner, though.
What'd you make?
Some steak, some mashed potatoes, a little broccoli.
He balled out a bit.
Balled out a little bit. Made fondue. Had the cheese to put on all of it.
What?
Wow. It was good. Yeah.
Dang.
Do you have a fondue fountain?
I do not. I do not. Emma has a fondue kit, which I was thinking we should commandeer Nick and have a little house fondue party invite these fine folk. More. Yeah. Fondue's fun, dude. Cheese is great on everything.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You know. Unpopular opinion, but melted cheese is pretty freaking amazing. Fun. yeah, so that's what I'm working with.
Love it. I took a long nap
today. Post-logic?
Post-logic.
Reduce that cognitive load.
Yeah, exactly.
any cool dreams to report on? Anyone had it?
There was some like, you know... I feel like naps are so interesting in terms of like what you think about, because it's so on the cusp, depending on how long the nap is, obviously.
You don't.
But you have like also like you're generally naps happen so soon after you've just been doing something, versus like I feel like bed you wind down for a little bit more, so your mind is like going fast already, and then you're going in and out of sleep and like waking up, so you remember your dreams more.
Oh, yeah.
So they're more vivid.
It's just like a break. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm not on a mic.
Yeah, Cam chimed in. Emily Dickinson over here.
Yeah, writing the next great American novel. By the window.
Naps.
So.
By Cam Powers. Or Emily.
So did that mean that you did dream? Or?
Yes, but okay. I forget. Oh, but that actually wasn't my point. It was that like the line between dreaming and just like thinking before you fall asleep is very blurry in a nap. Cam was about to say that.
Cam's chiming in again.
And I loved it. The whole experience was good of the nap.
Are you like can you power nap for like a just exclusive 20-minute chunk, or like is there a minimum to your?
Well, I'm not a napper. I'm not good at controlling my naps very well.
Yeah, sorry. How dare I call you a napper?
First of all,
let's set some ground rules here.
Second of all, when I take a nap, generally I like need a nap. You know,
which is why you're napping, right?
Yeah, so it was like a 2-hour one. No, that's a lie. It's a bold faced lie. Bald face? Bold face. Bold faced lie.
Bald face lie.
Someone's bald head is just rotated down.
Bald face.
Bald face.
Egg on my face. That's my favorite idiom for everybody out there. Egg on my face. good. I'm gonna check the shoutcast real quick. 12.
Nice.
Love it. That's how many listeners there are. So
on the streams. On the streams.
On the streams. Can't. If you're one of those 12, you're about 8% of our audience.
Sounds
that was a kiss for those of you who couldn't see me, which is 12 of you.
I took a logic test today
and it went disastrous.
What kind of stuff, like, I'm curious what material you were evaluated on.
Identity, like, interpretations of, like, English sentences.
Okay.
In PL, the language, in predicate, logic, language, more buzzwords, and, you know, your truth stuff, your truth validities, and your...
Yeah, gotta have those. Grab bag of truth validities. Yeah.
So it's stuff that I don't know. What
do you feel like you're finding some sort of ultimate truth here? Or?
Well, here's the
just
thing.
Just playing in the sandcastle.
I don't
castle.
Know if Susan Rusinoff is listening right now.
Oh my god, I had her.
Really? For what?
She's kind of in.
She is in. She's hip.
She's so hip.
She's cool. Yeah, you should. Pull that over. So Cam and I are on the same vibe. Wait, why were we agreed on something earlier, but I can't.
Susan Rubinoff is hip.
Before that. That made me declare that there's a theme of this, you know? Because I wouldn't have done that with just one data point. Ah, we'll come back to
the
it.
The only thing I've been thinking this entire time has been, I think, like, I have this new theory, and I think I told you about it.
Okay.
That the world, like, the like perfect philosophy will connect every, like, idiom to each other. Okay, yeah, I told you that.
Yes. To each other. No, that's great. Like, I love that, though.
It's like life's philosophy. You could just be like raining cats and dogs and somehow make a connection.
Egg on my face.
Egg on my face.
Cam, what moon sign are you?
I think I'm a Libra, but I don't know what that really means.
Okay.
Was that right?
Because it depends.
No, but like that the brand of question you were asking.
Yes, 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 yes. Sagittarius myself. It's my season in... My moon sign. See, I don't know what that means. It's not. I'm a Leo.
Anyway, you've gone back and forth here.
I'm a Leo, but my moon sign's a Sagittarius.
Wait, what's a moon sign then?
Moon sign is based on like your time of birth.
Oh.
And what day? That's what.
I only know that I'm a Libra.
I was born at lunchtime. And then all the doctors left on their lunch break. Oh, he's out. All right, wow. See ya.
That's fun.
Gotta go get a sandwich.
I can just see people like high-fiving me. Like,
right, yeah. Nice.
The cafeteria.
Wow. Great. 10:38. We're looking at some 43-degree weather outside. It's going to rain all day tomorrow.
But hopefully it pours, because when it rains, it pours.
When it rains, it pours, and when...
when it pours, it...
Snores. Yes. I couldn't think... I was trying to connect more idioms to that, but then I blanked on every idiom.
Like, it would be like, when it rains, it pours, and like, as long as it's raining, it's like raining cats and dogs. It's like, you know, like each right. step you have to somehow get a connection between the two.
I'm just doing a quick idiom search. Mm-hmm. A dime a dozen. Ooh. Splooge. Ace in the hole. Achilles.
I feel like ace in my hole is like super close to egg on my face.
Ace in my hole. It's ace in the hole.
Ace in my hole is egg on my face.
Bitter pill.
What defines an idiom?
Like, it takes one to know one.
That's what add insult to injury. That's also a classic. But I think what defines an idiom is its popularity. Because anything can be an idiom. Like, the wood is red.
Right.
The wood is red. That sounds like a conspiracy theory. Like, I grab the mic and I'm like, the wood is red. Steel beams.
For all of our 12 listeners, the wood is red.
The wood is red. Operation is a go. Beating a dead horse. Beat around the bush. All right. That's good radio. I'm thinking what I want to hear. Oh, I know what I want to hear. Another Beatles song and then a Mama's and the Papa's song. It's going to be great. You're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5. I am Nick, and these are the Beatles. Wow.
Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? It's
up enough and hand it to me. You with a $20 bill and a glass mule. Yeah, I said, stuff them with my love, only
Drive My Car by the Beatles, California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas, and then South Carolina by Black Girls. And I'm going to read a quick PSA. First, before that, a donations drive announcement for the month of November. We're doing a donations drive. Would love the financial support. Be cool. No pressure. You get some stuff in return. You get a little thank you gift.
A little tote bag.
Shot glass, maybe.
Nick and my affection.
Yeah, we'll write you a song.
Maybe a song's a little overkill, but a melody, you know. We'll give you a melody. Something to extend.
Exactly.
But yeah, hop on over to donate.wmfo.org and give us your freaking money.
Thank you.
You know you want to.
And now, on a serious note, we have the PSA. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the computer up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's a plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
What is red?
I kind of agree. You know, it's like if you're not using it, why not cover it?
Mm-hmm.
See, I just took pictures on photo booth today of myself. So I can't cover it because I use it too frequently.
Mm. Do you use photo booth often?
I think it's funny sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know? So not often, but enough. Cool. Anyone have anything to say for themselves?
Do either of you guys think you could fit the mic in your mouth?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
That's an easy.
Well, I mean, it definitely, like, compresses down a little bit. But
right.
I don't know. Maybe I don't have the jaw.
Like in the jaw, that like between the teeth.
Oh yeah.
How you can do it? Yeah. That's awesome. That's good.
That's all I had.
Thank you, Spence. I'm gonna play a James Blake song.
Ooh.
Ooh.
How about that?
Hoo hoo.
The only one with a fantasy.